From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of June 6th and June 13th, 2022. That's part of Driving Rain by the Charlottesville and Nelson County, Virginia-based band Chamomile and Whiskey. The storm-themed music sets the stage for our annual preview of a potential bunch of rainy, windy, and storm surge-causing summer and fall visitors. Have a listen for about 35 seconds to some more of the music accompanying 21 names that we hope will not become infamous this year.
In the driving rain.
Alex.
Bonnie.
Colin.
Danielle.
Earl.
Fiona.
Gaston. Hermine.
Ian.
Julia. Carl.
Lisa.
Martin.
Nicole.
Owen.
Paula. Richard. Sherry.
Tobias.
Virginie.
Walter.
Those were the names planned for storms that may occur during this year's Atlantic Basin tropical cyclone season. The Atlantic Basin includes the Atlantic Ocean, Caribbean Sea, and Gulf of Mexico, and the Atlantic tropical cyclone season runs officially from June 1st through November 30th. Most Atlantic tropical cyclones do occur within this period, but not all of them. In fact, 2022 is the first year since 2014 in which there was not a named Atlantic Basin storm before June 1st, although it was close. As of June 3rd, the remnants of Pacific Basin Hurricane Agatha, which formed in late May and made landfall in southern Mexico, were predicted to reform in the Gulf of Mexico as the Atlantic Basin's first named storm. Tropical storms and hurricanes are two categories of tropical cyclones, which are rotating storm systems that start in tropical or subtropical latitudes. A tropical cyclone is called a tropical storm and gets a name when sustained wind speeds reach 39 miles per hour. At 74 miles per hour, a tropical cyclone is considered a hurricane. Tropical depressions with wind speeds below 39 miles per hour don't get named if they never reach tropical storm wind speed, but they can still bring damaging rainfall and flooding. Hurricane force storms are called typhoons in northwestern areas of the Pacific Ocean. Before a tropical system of any speed or name barges into the Old Dominion, here are five important preparedness steps recommended by the National Weather Service. 1. Know your zone, that is, find out if you live in a hurricane evacuation area by checking the Virginia Department of Emergency Management's Hurricane Zone Evacuation Tool, available online at vaemergency.gov/prepare, or by contacting your local emergency management office. 2. Assemble an emergency kit of food, water, flashlights, first aid materials, a battery-powered radio, and other items that would be useful in a power outage. 3. Have a family emergency plan, including plans for evacuating and for getting in touch with one another in an emergency. 4. Review your insurance policies to ensure that you have adequate coverage for your home and personal property. And 5. Establish ways to stay informed, especially if the power goes out. Detailed safety tips for hurricanes and other severe weather are available from the safety link at the National Weather Service website, www.weather.gov. From the Virginia Department of Emergency Management, online as noted earlier at vaemergency.gov/prepare, and from various other sources. Thanks to 8 Blacksburg, Virginia friends for lending their voices to this episode. Thanks also to Chamomile and Whiskey for permission to use this week's music. And we close with about 20 more seconds of Driving Rain. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.